say, oh, it's...
It's oh, just a, over the, just a little ways.
Yeah, or over...
Over there.
Yeah. Now, how about yonder?
Over yonder.
Yeah.
Yonder yes, would, we use that a lot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then if the opposite of rich is...
Poor.
And a number of fruit trees growing together.
Oh, a little orchard.
Yeah. And we're talking about a man... I'd say, which man owns the orchard? And you say, he's the man.
He's the man that owns the orchard.
And say, I have, this is, would you say a boy whose father is very rich or that his father is very rich? He is a boy whose father is very rich.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. He's a boy whose father is very rich.
Okay, and the center of a cherry is called a...
Pit.
And the center of a peach?
A seed.
And a peach that separates easily from the seed is a...
Freestone.
And the kind that does not?
I don't know. The hateful peach.
Okay, all right. And then the center of the apple?
The core.
And the nuts that grow underground? They haven't salted and...
Oh, peanuts.
Yeah, and what else are they called?
Goobers.
Okay, and a nut that grows up in a tree, English or black?
Walnut.
And you know what the soft green outer covering is called?
Let's see. A shell? No, it's not the shell, because that's... Let's see.
The shell would be the inner.
Yeah, that's right. The outside. No, I don't know what that's called. If I do, I've forgotten.
You ever call it a shuck or a hull?
Hull. That's it. The hull.
And we're talking about this fruit that grows in Florida.
Yeah.
Those are...
Oranges.
Yeah.
And lemon.
You say, I'm going to have to go to the first one. You say, I have to go to the store and buy some because we're out. You say the oranges are...
All gone.
Yeah. And these little red vegetables that are kind of hot. They're about this big, using salad.
Radishes.
Yeah, and the kind of larger vegetables that grow on a vine.
Tomato.
And the small ones that
grow. Oh, the little tomatoes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And then the ones that you cut, they make your eyes water.
Oh, that's the onion.
Now, the kind that you slice up in a salad, that do you have a special name for the kind of onion you use in the salad, the young ones?
I call it little green onion.
Okay.
It's just... some people call them scallions, I think.
Is that common around here?
No, we call them little green onions. Yeah. And one common word around here I can't even say the word. It's sort of like ingern or something like that,
yeah.
You know, for onion.
Now, to take beans out of their covering is to...
Shuck.
Yeah. And you say to shuck beans
Lima
beans.
Well, see, when I talk about... Well, like green beans, I just call it breaking beans if I'm fixing green beans.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm going to take all the beans out of the hull, somehow I call it hulling them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what kinds of beans do you take out of the hulls?
The big dark beans, like ones we call October beans and pinto beans.
How about the large beans with kind of yellowish, flattish... seeds. Some of them are green and some of them are yellow, but I'm sure you know these
lima beans you're talking about? Now,
no.
We don't have lima beans around here much.
How about, or they don't have butter beans either?
Yeah, but they're not real popular. Pinto beans are the ones that are popular around here, and all kinds of green beans. We got pole beans.
Uh-huh. What other kinds? Go ahead.
Oh, there's pole beans and one they call greasy bean. And
what's that?
It's just a small little green bean. It's has lots of big beans inside the hull, or inside the green hull, and it takes the seasoning very well.
Not as long as a pole bean.
The pole beans are long. And then there's what's called a cornfield bean.